Welcome, welcome to NiaCom. This is another edition and episode of NiaCom, New Inspirational Artist, communicating our message. And my name is Michael Anthony Johnson, your host. And here's a co-host, and she is...
Vonda L. Chappelle.
Vonda L. Chappelle, how are you doing this evening?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I really am anticipating a fantastic show tonight. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest tonight that's going to be on our program. We're going to be hearing about her music, her life and her ministry, and what God is doing with her. And so we're looking forward to having a great show. But I want to do some housekeeping right at the beginning. If you're calling in, I'm going to make sure you call the right number. If you're listening in from the computer and you'd like to participate in the show for some question and answer, you can call the call number at 323-693-3830. And if you'd like to be featured, press 1. If you want to ask a question, you have a question and answer period at the end of the show, press 1. And you'll go in the queue, and I can see that you want to ask a question. And we'll call out the last 2 digits of your phone number, and we'll bring you on live at some portion of the show. And so that's it, basically. And we just want to go forward with the show. We have Cheryl Winkley joining us here on the NiaCom platform. Cheryl, welcome you to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is the day the Lord has made. Just rejoice and be glad in it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
But
tell us about
we're
excited to have you here on the show. We have so many people that have written in, and I've sent out some of an announcement that you were coming there. So you've got somebody wonderful on your show. We just want to make sure everybody know who you are and what you're doing and where they can find you.
Oh, man, thank you. Things have been going really well, and God is opening up doors, and he's leading, and I'm just following. So I'm really excited about the things that are taking place, and I'm excited about the timing of God, because that's paramount. So all is well. I'm excited about tonight's show. I know that.
Amen.
We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
With all the promotion and advertisement that we've been doing this week on the various different groups of Facebook and on our both of our pages, I tell you, I've been anticipating this show more than I think any other show, because it's seeing your picture everywhere and learning about your ministry and all the songs and stuff. I'm like, man, this has got to be a great show, because she's really getting out there. So we're just, you know, we're anticipating a great move of God tonight. This is going to be a fantastic hour. I'm naming it and claiming it right now in Jesus' name. So we're just really excited.
Wow.
To get that.
Wow.
Amen.
So that's awesome.
I pulled up your website, and it's under Cheryl D. Winkley Ministries. I want people to understand that you're not just a singer and a phenomenal singer, staff. You're not just a singer, you are a minister. You're ordained and licensed minister of the gospel. And I read that you minister alongside your father. That must be awesome. So tell us a little bit about your ministry and what it's like ministering beside your dad. That's got to be awesome.
Well, I'm really glad that you said that I'm not just a singer, you know, because ministry is not what I do, it's who I am, you know. That's first and foremost. I serve at my church, like you said, alongside my dad, who has been pastoring as long as I've been born. I'm sure he was probably pastoring before I was born, but of course I wouldn't have known. But he has we have a church in Mesquite, Texas. It's called Holy Tabernacle Church International, and I've been serving there for several years. In June, if the Lord delays his coming, I'll be in ministry for 14 years. Well, I've been preaching for 14 years, rather. So it's been a journey, and I promise you I wouldn't trade it for absolutely anything. So that's about the size of it.
Would you like to give our listening audience your church address in case they're in the Mesquite area, they can visit you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's 2208 U.S. Highway 80 East. And, again, that's in Mesquite, Texas. And the zip is 75149. It's 2208. U.S. Highway 80 East, Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
Okay. And I'll place it on the website as well for where they see you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find it info on the website.
Awesome. Well, we definitely want to ask you about your music here. We're going to play something here in the next 5 minutes or so. But give us an idea of what, from your foreign listening audience, what they expect from your CD. I've listened to some of the music. I mean, it just draws you in. But I want you to share what was on your heart when, I don't know if you wrote these songs or if these are things that God gave you as far as collaborating with different musicians.
Well, I did write the songs, and I just really wanted people to be able to encounter or have an encounter with Christ through the music. You know, I wanted the music to be able to reach people where they are, and people not feel like that there was not a song on there that did not identify, that they couldn't identify with. And so, you know, you have some songs that are that are praise and worship. You have some songs you can just kind of bob your head to, so to speak. And then, you know, you have your others that are kind of contemporary. So I wanted to speak from the heart and just kind of reach people where they are, because I think that's what people long for is identification, and so that they can be transformed. So that's what it's about.
Amen. And I've got a song here called "I'm a Girl." We're going to introduce that one first. Give me an idea what you mean when you were writing that song. What did you want to do? For sure.
That's going to be rather interesting. No, but I really wanted to. It didn't originate. The idea of the song did not originate with me. I actually worked with Malik Smith on the track, and it really it's a song of empowerment. It's really supposed to be a letter that Eve writes back to the serpent in the garden, but it has become a song of empowerment. You know, kind of taking your rightful place and position back where you should be, and not allow people. And in her case, the serpent, or, you know, in women's case, men, to put you in places where you shouldn't be. So that's what it's about. And it seems to be going over well, so.
Yeah. When I listened to it, I was like, wow, I'm glad that this is one of the first songs we're going to be playing. Let me do this for our callers. I can see some people calling in. But I wanted to share with you again, if you don't want to be on the question and answer portion of the show, don't press 1, but if you intended to, you have to call back, hang up and call back in. If you wanted to be on the question and answer portion, you've got to select 1, because that gives me permission to pull you up and to have you be on the show. And so we're going to step away for a little bit for everybody to recall back in. I see some people have not chosen that, and if that's on purpose, that's great. If not, please call back in. The number is 323-693-3830. This is Michael Johnson and Vonda Chappelle, and we're on live with Cheryl Winkley. We'll be back right after the song, "I'm Not a Girl." And that's not me particularly, that's the song. We'll be right back.
Then I'm a lady. Yes, I'm talking to you, and no, sir, I'm not crazy. Tell me how come every time us ladies wanna say so, you turn around, don't hear it, and just say no.
It's a shame, but it's okay though.
You act like you love her, but treat her like she's a slave. But she's someone's other. You should be ashamed of yourself, so you know better. Never thought that I would have to write a second letter. Let me tell you, I'm tired. Before I go further, let me tell you, you're fired. Sir, don't you see how what you do is contagious? Destructive in nature, sadly outrageous. Bet you wanna hang me. I'ma tell it, I'ma tell the whole truth. Never thought that I would tell the whole truth. Next time you wanna take advantage of me, I'ma tell the world. You must have forgotten, let me remind you.
I'm
a lady, still with me. I need to update you. I see on all these years.
redeemed. I sure hate it for you. But you gotta remember, I'm in this world, standing on your head as a girl.
Hey, we're back. Wonderful songs here. Wonderful
songs. Awesome song. Awesome song. I love that. I got to download
Thank
that
you.
Always day after I hear certain songs by artists. I'm like, okay, that's one I got to have in my iTunes. I got to have that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
You got to have that.
Got to have that one. You know what, Karen, it's so
that.
Funny. Just listening to you talk, you know, and it's really, I tell people all the time, well, the artist that comes on, I explain mm-hmm. that, you know, we're not just the host of the show, but Michael and I are both artists as well as ministers of the gospel. And it's
right.
so funny, we try to have fun as well, and we don't really like the shows to be too somber. We like actually like to get in here, let the spirit minister, you know, where it
mm-hmm,
does,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of have fun. So just, you know, hearing you, you know, we tend to, when ministers talk and we get with other ministers, we tend to be that kind of subdued kind, and we're kind of just kind of trying to keep it spiritual and everything. But listening to that song, I hear another side of Cher.
Yeah.
And tell me, I want to hear about you, not the minister side, because we're going
right,
to get to
right.
that, not the singer side. I want to know about Cher, who you are, what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Just open up, because we have listeners, we have single people listening in. I have a
mm-hmm.
singles group that I'm calling them all to the platform. We want to know about Cher, who you are.
Well, I would say that song speaks a lot about who I am. You know, I am a woman of empowerment, and I think that, you know, for the most part, everything that I do reflects that. You know, I'm not one to shy away from challenges nor tasks, and if I put my hands to it, then I'm going to make sure that it's to its completion the best way I know how. You know, growing up, we did not have, you know, things handed to us. Everything was, we had to work for it, you know. And I would venture to say, and it's not even a venture, we struggled a lot, you know. So I learned to appreciate everything that I have, to work hard for everything that I have, to, you know, never give up, because where you are is not your end. And then to have fun while you are doing it, you know, to enjoy life, because it's not one of those things that you can get and lose and then gain back. Once you lose life, that's it. You know, so you have to maximize it and enjoy it. So that's about the size of it. I'm not one to run away from tasks, you know, or to run away from just life itself, to enjoy it, to have fun. So that's about the size of it.
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to ask some questions
yeah.
about more about you too. I know we have a lot. I'm participating in the Time Between I Do. It's
mm-hmm.
Bonda talked about that. That's a forum that she has on Facebook, but there's a lot of questions that's asked, because a lot of us are in the ministry, but there's some things that we have to deal with and things that we have to do to remain, you
right.
know, in the place where God can use us. Tell us about the different things that God speaks to your heart. You know, if these are times when, you know, the enemy's trying to pull us away or pull us out of our prayer closet, pull us away from, you know, staying on fire. Tell us about
right.
things that keep you constant and keep you, in the, you know, where you need to be, where God can use you.
Well, consistency for me is really key, you know, because it's so easy to say a thing and then not live it. It's so easy to start something and stop it. It's so easy to be excited about something and then something else will come along and just snatch that joy. Or, you know, it's just easy to start and stop, to walk in faith and then immediately run away in fear, you know. And so consistency for me is key. And the thing that keeps me motivated and keeps me going is the fact that it is in him that I live, move, and have my being, period. You know, no questions asked, no compromise, no, well, what about this? It's in him that I live, move, and have my being. You know, and we're living in a time now where there's so many different options and so many different things that can pull us away from that simple fact, and so many things that can complicate that reality, you know. And even in our own minds, you know, sometimes our desires and what we crave, we create idols from our desires unconsciously, you know, so what
right.
we want becomes our idol, and we move away from that commitment to who Christ is. And so that has been impressed upon my mind and on my heart and on my spirit, that I am nothing without Jesus. And even in him, I'm not, you know, I'm not my absolute best, you know. So I have to have him, and that's the angle that I approach everything from.
I know that Rhonda and I was talking, as well as I was talking to a pastor this morning about the same thing, that sometimes being tried in the fire, people, they're afraid to go through anything. But the fire is what busts off the crutches and shows us what we're made of. It shows us things that we still get to, you know, have burnt away from us and pull us away from the things that's propping us up. And, and people are afraid to go through something for God to make them something.
Because, you know, it's difficult because you don't understand the process. And a lot of us, you know, although we say, and we are to walk in faith, a lot of us are sight-driven. And so unless we see it and unless we know the plan and how it's going to work out, we shy away from it because it's unfamiliar to us, you know. So we don't like to go through the fire because we don't understand that fire burns out our impurities. And it closes up the gaps for the things that shouldn't be there. So, you know, if we understand that, hey, I got to go through this and it's going to take away the thing that shouldn't be and it's going to make me better so that when I come out of it, I'm what I should be. You know, if we can get that in our minds, then we won't mind going through and knowing that he's not going to leave us, you know.
I think that's what the fear is. A lot of people fear that when they go through their process, they feel they're standing alone. But that's the time.
Right.
I think we're so conditioned that we want that feeling. And sometimes that feeling, it confuses people. God is standing with us in the fire more than anything else. Rhonda was talking about the three Hebrew boys. When that fire wasn't meant to kill them, it was to help them and to bring them into a place of greater faith.
But you know what's so phenomenal about – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
What's so phenomenal about even the text of the three Hebrew boys that you mentioned, the three, they got in the fire because they wouldn't bow to the edict of Nebuchadnezzar. They said, okay, I'm not going to do what you want me to do. I'm standing up for who and what I believe. And the people put them in the fire, and the people that put them in the fire burned, but they didn't. You know, and they come out of the fire not smelling like smoke at all. But the people that put them in there were the ones that got burned up. And sometimes, you know, we want to put ourselves and say that, you know, we're in the fire furnace. Well, three Hebrew boys got in the fire furnace because they would not bow to what was presented to them that was not Jesus Christ. And if we stand up for Christ, Christ will stand up for us.
Ooh, amen.
Christ will stand up for us. Yeah.
And you know, something to share. I think just listening, I know Michael and I had an in-depth, you know, conversation on this. And I think to some degree, a lot of us, it's not so much that we're afraid of the fire. I think I'll speak for myself and being transparent tonight. I think it's the severity of the fire or how long I'm going to be in the fire.
But just
knowing that God is going to always be there for me in the fire, it's not so much the fire I fear. It's like, Lord, how long am I going to be there? Because I think that's what makes trials hard, because we don't know how long we're going to be in them. We don't know how long our season is. If we could do like winter, and if we know it from winter usually follows us from, what, December to around February area. If I knew my child was only going to last me 3 months, I'm like, hallelujah, I can do this. But because our trials have such, they don't have an expiration date. And I'm working on a message, the expiration date, because if we knew that, it's okay. We can actually walk through that fire. But it's the not knowing. It's the not knowing, I think, that gets a lot of people. So what do you agree with me on that, or am I off?
Well, no, I totally agree, because that's our natural mindset. You know, we can't escape from the humanistic side of who we are. You know, we have feelings, we have emotions. And to negate that and say, well, you know, you're not supposed to feel about a certain thing. It's just it's not reality. So I get that. However, at the same time, when you look at things from a different viewpoint, you know, because if I'm supposed to be in this situation for however long I'm supposed to be in this situation, I am to learn something from it, number one. And if I'm in it, it is because God knows that I can handle it. And whenever it is that he is to release me out of it, then I will be in it. And if I'm obedient in the midst thereof, then he'll bless me for that obedience. You know, and I think sometimes we expect God to change the situation before he changes us. And God is not interested in changing our situation, not before he changes us. Because I can't pay my bills, my kids are acting up, my household is this, my job is this, and tomorrow it may be something different. So it's not the situation, it's the person that's in it. Can he count on you to still represent him, to still be faithful to him, to still trust him in today's situation. And if he delays his coming tomorrow, if you have another one, will you trust him all the same?
Oh, so, man.
I think it's our perspective.
That's good. That's really good. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, Michael was talking about my group on my forum that I have, and I think that's one of the hardest things for single people is waiting on God. Waiting is always the hardest. That is the biggest thing, whether you're single or married. But the one thing I minister to my group and the forum all the time, and I know a lot of people, it's the waiting. Waiting is always hard, especially when you don't know. And it goes back to what I was saying, when you just don't know. When I have a book called When Heaven is Silent. I've read that book over and over and over again. And sometimes heaven is just silent. We don't know what God is thinking. We don't know what he's planning. Mm-hmm. And you got all these single people who are going, Lord, I've been doing this right. I've been asking them for this long. I just really want to see your hand move. And I know, I believe you're single as well. Am I correct?
What to me is so profound about the whole waiting thing and timing is that God is not, I'm not too keen on encouraging people or saying, God is getting ready to do this, God is getting ready to do this, because the reality is that he has completed everything in Christ Jesus. He's waiting on us to catch up with what he's already done. You know, everything has been completed in eternity. It's us that are needing to catch up to the reality of what he's already done. And if we can ever get to the place to say, okay, I'm in a situation that I don't like, you know, I'm in a situation where I wish things were different. I wish, you know, my life was different at this point. Trust that God knew that before you did, and he's already made the provisions for things to be different. You just got to catch up to what it is that he's trying to do. And so what does that mean, or what does that look like for me? Just yield to him. You know, I think a lot of us sometimes try to fight against the reality of what we don't know, and so we become God to ourselves. You know, we try to fix things. We try to make things work. We try to reach out to this, that, and the other, and we become the God of our lives. And God is not going to war against that, so he sits back and says, when you're done, then I'll move.
That's so true.
I think there's a place in that waiting process. It's like an incubation process, and that's where the things are formed. And we don't like being like, we want to hurry up and push so we can get the baby out. But it's not time to push. God's trying to make something happen in that waiting period.
Yes.
It seems like it's on fire. It's an uncomfortable place. It's unfamiliar because we don't know.
Right.
We can't see what God's doing. When you look out in the service, you can see what God is doing. But sometimes when God is not saying anything, that's the time we can just take comfort in. That's the time we just got to know he's God. And we got to wait those processes out for him to form us into whom he's called us to be.
Absolutely. And when he's not saying anything, he's trusting your obedience. Just like Jesus on Calvary. You know, God didn't say a word, so much so that Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But what else was there to say? Because Jesus had already submitted to the plan of God and said, okay, I'm going to be obedient. That was already taken care of in the garden. So at this point, what is the Father to say to the Son? And so sometimes God is silent because he trusts our obedience, and we just have to know that, you know? So.
You know, you're speaking to people right now. There's people about to go in or already in, been in it for a while. Some people are coming out and they're saying amen, applauding everything that's being said.
Amen.
And that's what the minister to tonight. So you, no matter where you are in the process, God has called you through that process, and he knows he trusts you to go all the way through it. So don't give up. Sometimes we can run away right in the process of God doing something great within us, and we'll run the other direction because we think, well, he's not with me. And that can be false, but from the truth, God is with you, and he trusts in you and the ability he's put in you and everything he's installed within you to come out with greatness, come out with pure gold.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, we're going to go further. I want to play a song, the song He Promised. Give us a prep on He Promised.
Well, it is a song of just reminding self that whatever God said that he's going to do, he's going to, not because of my goodness or my faithfulness, but just because he said it. You know, just because it left his lips, just because it was written in his word. So it's just a song to remind people who are faithful to him, to the body of Christ, that if God said it, he'll do it.
Amen.
Period.
If you're listening, amen, period. If you're listening, especially what we're talking about. If you're in that fire right now, you're being tried. Let this minister to you. He Promised by Cheryl Winkler. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Yes!
we're back. We're back with Cheryl Winkley and our co-host Vonda Chappelle. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If that don't fire you up, I don't know what else will.
God's Amen.
Promises.
Yeah.
Precious promises. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm precious.
It's good. Cheryl, we have a question from one of our audiences, and it was through our chat. And they're listening in, and they were listening to you talking about single people, Christian women. And I quote, she says, "I will ask Reverend Winkley to elaborate on the responsibilities of a Christian single woman who is waiting." She said, "I have a single friend listening in, and she's waiting on her Boaz." So she wants you to kind of elaborate a little bit more on what the responsibilities of a Christian single woman are.
What I've gathered and what I've learned is, first of all, not to be too busy, but to be a servant. And, you know, the only example that I could vividly pull out of Scripture in my mind right now is the example of Martha and Mary, you know, that Mary, Jesus said that Mary chose the good part, sat at his feet while Martha was doing all of this extra. And just because now there's a difference. Let me stop right there, because there's a difference between being busy and handling business. Two totally
right.
different things. You know, some of us, you know, sometimes get that mixed up. When you're handling business, you know, you're handling business, and that's what it is. But if you're just busy, just because, you know, you don't want to be idle, and so you want to be here, you got to go here, you got to go there, you got to go here, you got to go there. Well, then when your Boaz comes, you don't know how to handle him because you haven't dealt with self. You know, you haven't sat down and kind of, you know, allowed Christ to mold you into the woman that you need to be. You have not cultivated your gifts. You don't really know who you are. And so when the real man comes along, it's hard to identify and to relate and even to submit, because that's our role as women, the Bible says, because you don't know, you're still trying to figure out who you are, you know. So so our role, I think, is just to get to the place to where we are content with where we are right now and serve Jesus Christ until the man comes. And then what is very key is to get under somebody who can mentor you to be the woman that you need to be. Even if you're 40 and 50 years old, it's always good to have somebody that can pour into you, so that when you get to the place where maybe they see a Boaz and you don't, just like Naomi saw Boaz before Ruth did, you know, they see the Boaz before you don't, they can teach you how to be the woman that you need to be so that you don't run the man off.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I've got a caller, last two digits is 15. He or she has a question. Let me bring them on live, and you're on live with Cheryl Winkley. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're live on the show. Go ahead and ask your question. Cheryl Winkley is our guest.
I didn't necessarily have a question. This is a drop the mic. I just came to show some love. But you know what? I do have a question. Here's the question. Why y'all laughing? Don't laugh. Here's my question.
Okay.
My question is, how do you balance being an artist, being a woman of cloth, and potentially setting yourself up to being somebody's wife? How do you balance that out?
Well, I'm going to honestly say that I'm learning that, because being an artist is fairly new, so it's an added piece to the puzzle. And I'm learning how to put things in their proper perspective and try to make sure that I don't the things that need attention, that I don't neglect those, and the things that don't necessarily need attention, that, you know, I don't give it. So I'm learning how to balance. But one thing that I do know that keeps me in perspective while I'm trying to put other things in perspective is to make sure that I focus on what it is that God would have for me to do. And if I have my hands to something that he would not have for me to do, then I need to release my hands and kind of take a chill. So
right.
I'm learning that.
And I'm asking the callers to hang on. I put all the callers on hold after they ask their question because they're going to move on with the rest of the calls. Or whatever we're going to talk about. So hang on. We'll get back to you at the end of the program if there's more questions we got to answer. And we appreciate you calling in. But we want to move on with just asking a little bit more about where can they find information about you, share about how they buy your music. And just in case somebody came near the near the middle of the show, where can they find you? What church you're at? Where is your Facebook? Where can find more information about you?
Well, of course, you could log on to my website, which is www.sharewinkley.org, and that's CHERWINKLEY.org. You can find all of the ministry information where I'll be preaching. And even if you desire, or if the Lord has laid me on your heart to come to your service, you can request or book there. And you can find out information about the project on my website as well. You can download it on iTunes. The project is called Beloved Notebook. Download it on iTunes. Purchase it on my website or on Amazon.com.
Amen. Amen.
And, of course, also Facebook. I'm trying this Twitter thing. I'm not too savvy with it, but, hey, I mean, you can try to catch me on Twitter, too, maybe once every 2 weeks or something of the sort. So
we're going to move on. We got a couple more songs. I just want to make sure that we get everything captured, and we'll put everything out on the website. If you didn't hear it, awesome. It went by too fast for you to write it down. Just go back to the Blog Talk Radio. You can log on to my Michael Anthony Johnson Facebook page or Arthur Vonda Chappelle's Facebook page, and we'll have all that information available to you for the rest of this week, we promise. And also, Deniacom, our artists and our authors, we also have a Niacom platform. We'll add share you to that page. You can have access to the shows and all that type of thing, so you'll see how to get that information. But we want to segue into I Need You. Give me your heart on that.
This song I really enjoyed writing this song. It took me a while to put it together because it came in pieces, but it's really a song just heralding who God is and declaring, his majesty. And the chorus speaks of the fact that I need all of who you are, So it just puts us in a place where we are back to the place where we say, hey, look, I need you. So that's what it's about.
Amen. Let's take a listen at I Need You, Cheryl Winkley on Niacom. We'll be right back after the song.
Thank you.
live. We're here talking to our guest, Cher Winkley, and we are live. We welcome you back to our NAACOM platform. Cher, are you there still?
I'm still here.
Okay. We have another person who needs to know the address to your church in Mesquite. It sounds like we're getting you a lot of visitors to come in. So if you could give your address again.
It's a 2208 U.S. Highway 80 East, and that's in Mesquite, Texas, and the zip is 75149. So it's 2208 U.S. Highway 80 East in Mesquite, Texas. And actually, if you go onto the website, you'll see information as to how to get to our church as well. So if they log on to cherwinkley.org, you can find all that information there.
Okay, what's the name of the church? One more time, you know, but some people, they may not be internet savvy.
Okay. It's Holy Tabernacle Church International.
Okay, Holy Tabernacle Church International. Amen.
Yes,
we'll have that on the website as well. We'll repeat it again near the end of the show. What we might do, Cher, also sometimes we go over, and so those that cut off at 9 o'clock, they can go back and download the show and listen to it in its entirety, and we'll repeat that again near the end.
Not a problem.
Amen. Well, let's share a little bit more. I think that God wants us to minister. There's people out there, Cher and Vonda, that are going through this fire process, and it's new for them, and we don't want them to run away. We don't want them to duck and hide. We don't want them to leave their
mm-hmm.
church.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to do anything to leave the ministry, because that's not what God called them to do. When you're going through a fire, it's a burning away process, and it's not the time
mm-hmm.
to think that God has left you. It's not the time for you to think that, okay, you need to give up. This is the time for you to hold on and believe what you believe in. That's when the word of God is being solidified in you, and God is making you that presenter in the earth that stands up and recognizes that he's God, and his word is true, and he's going to do what he promised he would do. And in your situation, you're in the fire for a reason. Y'all go ahead and preach in if y'all want to and chime in. But I'm just sharing. I believe God wants to minister to these people that's calling in, that's going to be downloading this show. Hang in there. Don't you give up. This is your prayer.
Well, you know, one of the things that I preached a message a little while back, a few years back, on Job. And I think that, you know, we talk about him a lot in the text, but we don't really understand what took place. You know, Job was doing everything right. Everything right. He was getting up praying for his sons and daughters. You know, he was a wealthy man. Even God said that he was upright in the land of Uz. But, you know, one day out of nowhere, there's this conversation that takes place in heaven between a God and Satan. And, you know, Satan says, well, God says, well, you know, what have you been doing? And Satan says, well, I've been running throughout the earth seeking whom I may devour. And God says, and you missed Job. So God gave Satan permission to challenge Job's faithfulness to God. He used Job to put Satan back in this place. And so all of a sudden, everything around Job just topsy-turvy. He loses his kids, he loses his house, his cattle, his land, his wife is acting up, he gets sick in his body. He has no clue what is taking place in heaven. He never really once understanding that the only reason why he went through was because God bragged on him, and he didn't know it. You know, and so sometimes we go through stuff, and we don't understand that when you're doing things the right way, you know, when you are faithful, when you are, because we can't get that in my mind, like, man, why am I going through? And I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm doing what is right. I'm doing what's asked of me. I go to church. I'm faithful. I pray. Why me? It's not because you've done anything wrong, quite obviously. It could be because God opened up his mouth about you and used you to put Satan in his place. You know, so Job loses everything. He loses everything. 42 chapters, we're looking at Job like, God, I don't even want to be here. We're looking at Job's friends saying, what did you do wrong? You know, Job is saying, curse the day I was born. And then he goes back and forth. He says, okay, well, you know, all of my appointed time, I'm just going to wait. One minute he wants to be spiritual, the next minute he wants to kill himself. You know, the whole 42 chapters, we see Job this struggle between the flesh and the spirit, like, okay, God, I trust you, but what are you doing? You know, I trust that you know, you give and you take away, but I don't get it. Why am I going through this? All of this just to get at the tail end for God to bless him.
What was
you know,
the name of the message you were talking about, Vonda?
What's powerful at the end of that story that Job received double for his trouble.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want us to talk about, you know, staying where you are, staying in the fire. No, we don't know how long it's going to take. No, we don't know how long our season is. But if we just stay there, stand there, you know, and I believe the word tells us when we've done all we can to stand, he says stand therefore. And even though Job wavered because he went through a lot, I mean,
right.
some of our fire is not nearly as intense as Job's was. But because
right.
Job stayed, that's why the word tells us the race is not given to the swift nor the battle to the strong, but to the one that endures. It's
right.
not about
right.
being the winner at the end of the game. It's just about making it to the end of the game and seeing the salvation of God. And that's what Job did through everything that he went through. He stood still, and he saw
right.
all of that return to him. And like I said, double for your trouble. And that's why we need to let people know that who's going through the fire, who's there, that we just need to stand there and wait for God to move for us. It's not as long as it's always been, and God's going to
mm-hmm.
return to us double for our trouble if we just
mm-hmm.
endure. If we just
and
endure.
Know that God chastens whom he loves. You know, when Job finally got to the place where he because he had been in so many chapters, you know, if I could just plead my case before God, if he would just hear me out. So he finally gets, you know, a chance to plead his case, and God looks at him and says, who is this that darkens wisdom with words without knowledge? You know, who are you to tell me? I created the entire heavens. Where were you? I created earth. Where were you? In other words, I know what I'm doing. I don't need you to assist me. And so even when God chastens us, when he corrects us, just to be able to stand there and say, okay, I was wrong, and even in my struggle to think that you would leave me because you're not going to. Or, you know, I'm wrong to think that I can handle this on my own because I can't. When you accept the order of God, when you accept the fact that he knows what he's doing, when you accept the fact that he loves you before you even knew that you needed to be loved, and you can face that fact, then you can get double for your trouble. You know, so just know that God knows what he's doing.
One of the beautiful things about this I wanted to point out, especially those that are going through right now, you know, sometimes when you're going through some different things, everything happens all at the same time. You ever notice that
mm-hmm.
when you're going through something, one thing happens, just like Job and the kids and the wife's yelling in his ear and all these things are happening. Those are key signs that God is doing something in you. When all these things are happening all at one time and they're happening right at that moment, step back for just a second and say, okay, that's God. That's God,
yeah.
Okay. I've got to navigate my way through this trial. I've got to navigate my way through, because God is not the author of confusion. So when all these things are happening, the devil's throwing everything he can to discourage. But God said, you can take this. You can go through this. Nothing for you. The word of God is right there. You should stand on the word and walk. Stand and see the salvation of God. And with Jesus, even as our Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane, sometimes people walk away from you. People that have been the closest to you will walk away in those times. And that's a God-given thing, because God doesn't want anybody helping you. He wants to know the word alone will sustain you. God alone will sustain you in that situation. And until we see that, we can't even reach to a next level. We can't get that devil portion until God can show you himself. And that's the only way to show you that he's there for you, is you to stand through that trial and see it come to fruition in your own life, in your own ministry. Pastors out there, you're going through all your things you're going through with your church, and people that are closest to you that have been there all since the beginning, that walked away, that's okay. Because that's a platform for God to do something great in your ministry.
And
amen.
I always say too, that if you can't endure the garden, just like Jesus did come to grips with the nevertheless in your spirit and in your mouth, then you won't be able to endure a Calvary, because Calvary is a lot greater than the garden. And if you can't get past the Calvary, then you won't get to the place to where God can raise you up with more power than what you had before you were in the garden. And so sometimes we have to be able to look at the process that, okay, I'm in a place in the garden that I don't like to be, but if I can just say nevertheless, by the time my Calvary hits and it gets a little hotter, I can endure it. And when I realize that my Calvary is over, I know that God is going to raise me up with more power than I had before I ever began. And so we just have to keep that, you know, a proper perspective.
Amen. There has to be a nevertheless. That's awesome. That's real good.
Well, it's about 7 minutes before the hour. I definitely want to introduce the Breathe On Me song. Or Breathe Me. Let me see. Breathe On Me, share. Give us a little
yes.
about that song.
This is a song I listen to all the time, and people laugh at me because they're like, you listen to your song, yourself sing to yourself? Yes.
Yes.
But I love this song just because I love nature, and so it reminds me of, I actually wrote it when I was sitting outside one day. But anyway, it's just telling God, you know, hey, I can't do this without you. You got to breathe on me. And as a matter of fact, if you don't, I'm not going to do it without you. So that's what it's about, just telling God, I got to have your breath. I got to have your life. So that's what it's about. And it's a single for the project as well, so.
Amen. We're going to play this. And you know what? Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And when you put your own song on, God gave you. And then listen to
it. It is what it is. So,
right,
you know, I'm not going to stop listening to it.
Right. I think we minister to ourselves first.
Yeah, you know, then you can effectively minister to somebody else. There you go. I'll use that next time.
That's right.
And the single is called Breathe On Me by Cheryl Weakley. Here we go. We'll be right back.
welcome back to NIACOM. We are live with Cher Winkley. This is your co-host, Vonda Chappelle, and your host, Michael Anthony Johnson. We are enjoying Cher so much. Breathe on Me was the title of her song that we just heard. How God, we should always ask God to breathe on us. And as we're coming to the end of our show, we never like to close the show out without, you know, offering an invitation to salvation to all of our listeners. And we always refer back to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that reads, "Thou, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Amen. And, Cher, what we'd like for you to do, if you don't mind, is just pray a brief prayer and help our listeners and audience know that doesn't know Christ. You know, just pray a brief prayer for them and let them know what they can do in order to receive God as their personal Savior.
Well, you don't need to do anything but just acknowledge that you need him and accept the fact that he has made a blood sacrifice for you to have relationships. So I'm going to pray for those that are not in relationship with him. Father, we come to you and we thank you for just your son, Jesus, and we thank you for his life and for his sacrifice and obedience. And we recognize that we are nothing without you, that we are sinners on our way to hell without Christ Jesus. And so, Father, if there's somebody that's listening that does not know you, that is not in right relationship with you, I plead the blood of Jesus over them even now. And I ask that your spirit will minister to their hearts and so that they might say yes to you. And if there's someone listening to you, God, that has been discouraged in their minds and in their hearts and in the task that is before them, I pray that your spirit would encourage them and that they would know to learn to trust you and to know that your plans for them are great. God, we just thank you for who you are, and we love you with our hearts, and we pray that you would continue to lay your hand heavy on us and breathe on us and fashion us until we see Jesus face to face. In his name we pray all of these things, God. Amen.
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 Well, we want to go back one more time and just give them the name of your church and the address just in case they don't have the internet. And also, if they do have the internet, please give your information one more time. We want to make sure they have access to you, how they find
Absolutely.
Your music, how they can find out where your events are.
Absolutely. Well, let me give my website first. It is www.cherwinkley.org, www.cherwinkley.org. There you can find my church's information, which is Holy Tabernacle Church International, 2208 U.S. Highway 80 East, Mesquite, Texas, 75149. And there you can also find my project called Beloved Notebook, or you can download it on iTunes or Amazon.com.
Awesome.
Amen. And Mike, why don't you give your information about your the forum that you're in? We get some singles out there assisting in about you know, how to plug into your forum. You know, I think it's a beautiful place for them also to find a segue into your book as well.
Okay, you can actually look us up on, you can actually befriend me on Facebook under author Vonda Chappelle. The name of my singles group is Time Between I Do. Again, it's just it's a mirror to one of my organizations that I do outside of Facebook as well. The title of my book is Lonely But Not Alone. You can purchase that book on Amazon.com. You can also visit my author site, which is www.vondachappelle.com. Again, you can befriend me on Facebook under author Vonda Chappelle, and if you want to start that route and then ask me to be a part of the CBID ministry, I would more than happy to welcome you. The name of the group, again, is Time Between I Do.
And
awesome.
We just want to thank you again, Cher. Oh, yes.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the conversation, and so I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you again. Thanks. And, Michael, you forgot to give the information on your CD as well.
Well, I'll chime in on that right now and just say the CD is coming out, and this is live right now, March 2013. And if you want to get anything from me as far as my older project, it's been out there a couple of years, but it's still there, is at cdbaby.com/MichaelAnthonyJohnson2, the number 2. But this has been a rebroadcast of Cher Winkley, and also she's coming back to our program on September 15th, if I'm not correct. If that's a Saturday, I believe it's September 15th. She'll be back live, and I want anybody that's listening to tune in. It's going to be a wonderful time. I know God is really blessing your project. God is really blessed some of the songs that you heard on the show tonight. God is really blessing that CD to go around the world, and also, you know, it's just one of homegrown. I believe that's from KHV and a homegrown award. I know she was a nominee for that, but just so many things that God is doing. So tune in again. Let me get her information to you one more time. Even as I'm live, about to end the show, you can find her website is www.cherwinkley.org. That's CHERWINKLEY. www.cherwinkley.org. Facebook pages, www.facebook.com/CherDWinkley. YouTube is www.youtube.com/CherDWinkley. Twitter, that's CherDWinkley as well. You can purchase a project on iTunes, Amazon, and also her website page. And just notes, the debut album is out there live. It's called Beloved's Notebook. So enter that in on iTunes when you're doing a search. CherDWinkley or Beloved or Beloved's Notebook. And she ministers at Holy Tabernacle Church International, located at 2208 U.S. Highway 80 East, Mesquite, Texas, 75181. Phone number for the church is 972-290-9942. I'll repeat that. If you got a pencil and your pen just let out, let me repeat that again, 972-290-9942. And you can get more information from the church website at info@holytabernacleint.org. Sunday services start at 10 a.m. Bible and youth study Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Men's Bible study or men's study that Saturday at 9 o'clock a.m. So I just wanted to pass that information on. Thank you very much, CherDWinkley. If you listen back at this program, thank you for joining us and meeting us here on the NICOM platform and doing such a fantastic job in ministering to so many people and being a blessing to us. Well, we're about to sign off. I just want to say thank you to all our listening audience that's faithful to continue to listen to our broadcast. And it's going to continue to expand. God is doing great and marvelous things. Will you not know what God is saying to us? It's different things that's happening on the show. The other day, we had a prophetic word coming across. We had some great artists. We have some great things coming up in our future. We got Jemiah Cannon on Friday, August the 3rd. You've got to hear this power-packed, anointed woman of God and her testimony and her music that God has given her. And so we definitely want you back. All during the week, we're going to be playing some rerun shows, something you might have missed over the past few Saturdays. We've been live since July 2010. Well, you know, this has been a year that we've been on the air. So go back if you log on to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/NIACOM, NIACOM. Go back over some of those shows and look at what God has done. He's brought us thus far. We love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you. We don't take you for granted. We thank you for all that you've done, and we thank you for the push that you've given us thus far. God bless you, and good night.